shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
I'm back with Bill Maher. You know, Bill, Dick Cheney's had his fifth heart attack.
The speaker has said that she was briefed one time about
the exact number 74. Teachers, guidance counselors.
This didn't happen during the show. This was after the show.
Oh, okay.
Tulikum, which is actually the one they call Shamu.
Oh, pickles.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we take you through the looking glass of media, talk radio, opinions, non-opinions, and we let you know how the whole thing kind of falls together here on this program. You just have to listen, man. And you can also listen at our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. You can also watch at our website, philhendryshow.com. Our live video streaming, our live audio streaming going on right now. I was going to say 24/7. Of course, it's during the show, but then you can also download the audio of the show the next day and listen to it on your iPod. And if you'd like, you can watch our five-day archive of our video casts. There it is. It's all there in living, screaming, streaming color. I'm with Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who is in Orlando as we speak. And I know it's late there, sir, and I appreciate you staying up with us. You were at Disney World today, or excuse me, at SeaWorld today. You were waiting with your wife and your kids to see the Shamu show, and you were not able to see that as the result of the trainer being killed. Now, you are filing a lawsuit against SeaWorld saying that they have essentially created an emotional distress situation.
No, sir, I said an emotional cruelty situation. This is not a trivial lawsuit. And I'm trying to get you to understand.
I think I understand it.
Well, you've been taking the side of some of your listeners this evening who have called me frivolous. They've called me, in one instance, a lady said to me to man up. I found out, man up. I mean, I'm trying to man up for my children. I said, we came down to see Shamu, and a man said, go see the otters. And I went to him, and I said, again, trying to light the mood, I said, you can't see a trainer riding around on the nose of an otter. And my children didn't laugh at that. My wife didn't laugh at that. So I made every effort to make it a comfortable day for my wife and my kids. And then, of course, the intimate life between my wife and I, which I've not been graphic about, I've tried not to, was destroyed by the fact that my children, my wife was not helping me when I said about the Wild Whale show.
Well, you said the last time you saw a wild whale, and you made a comment about your sister-in-law.
I said, yes, sir.
And your wife didn't think it was funny, and probably the timing of that was wrong.
Well, let me tell you in a nutshell what this is about, Mr. Hendry. This is anti-family on the part of SeaWorld. This is anti-family values. They tell me to suck it up. Why don't they suck it up? It was a bigoted act against a father trying to show his children and his wife a couple of laughs. And instead, they decided, because they don't know how to train whales good, that they're going to shut the whole show down. And I understand about the young lady. I feel very badly for her and her family. I'm asking people to see all sides of this. There's been a lot of people that have been hurt. And who's not getting hurt? Who's getting away scot-free? SeaWorld. They can get away with comments like, why don't you go look at the otters? Oh, I'm sorry, the trainer can't ride on its nose. They can get away with comments like, go across the street and look at alligator land for all we care.
They never said that to you. Those were callers of mine tonight.
But SeaWorld would love to have said to me, why don't you go over to alligator land and wind up like Steve Irwin for all we care?
No, they did not say that. You know something? You got a lawsuit. They're going to sue you, man, for attributing stuff to them.
Excuse me, sir.
For attributing things to them that they didn't say. And they did not say that. They didn't tell you to go over to alligator land and wind up like Steve Irwin for all they care.
Well, sir, it's an anti-family act. And I think, you started your program saying that you think SeaWorld should be shut down. Why are you not on my side?
I'm not on your side because I think SeaWorld should be shut down for the reasons that a great many people are talking tonight. I think that they don't know how to handle animals. I don't think it is a humane situation for whales. I don't think it is the least bit humane. I think they're a sham. They're a scam. And I believe that they should shut that place down along with the one in San Diego. And I think they ought to start growing up and learning how to handle wild animals and quit pretending like they're helping them. But this has nothing to do with you. and the fact that you couldn't get in to see it.
Mr. Henry, we have asked SeaWorld why they wouldn't just let us go in and sit in the stands and watch the police do, you know, the police investigation. They wouldn't even let us do that. We tried to work with them in every single way.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's take some phone calls. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, suing SeaWorld because they basically, after this terrible event today, said no more whale shows today. Here is John in Miami. John, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much, Phil. You know, Mr. Bozell, let me ask you a question. You mentioned about you having kids. How old is your oldest kid?
My oldest kid is 13.
Yeah. 13, and you told them that they were being mean. Instead of being a responsible adult and just taking them to another exhibit, you know, again, something tragic happened today. I want to sit back with that point. You're going to go to bed tonight, and you're going to wake up tomorrow morning. That young lady that died, her family's going to suffer, and she can't deny she probably has two families, Mr. Bozell.
Everybody's suffering all the way around. Everyone's suffering all the way around.
What do you mean all the way around? Where did you possibly come? You could always go back. I don't know. She's human life. By the way, this lawsuit, how much are you suing these people for? Have you come up with an amount? Did you come up with an amount that you want to go after SeaWorld with?
You know what, sir? We're holding that. The lawsuit has to ask for a figure. We put down the $50,000. We're holding that. Now, I'm not going to tell my kid that Shamu swallowed the trainer whole, but that's what you'd want me to do. It's going to scare a child. For me to say, yes, Shamu just swallowed whole a trainer. Well, why don't we go inside and wait for Shamu? I can't talk.
Sir, what would you have said if you happened to be in the stands when this took place? You know, you don't know how lucky you are that this happened when you weren't even there. I can only imagine your kids would have been going through. I'm trying not to think of you because over this last hour, I don't think anybody's agreed with anything that you said. And it's gotten ridiculous. And it's
It means that people don't understand their rights. And I'm teaching people their rights. If SeaWorld wants to go and open up a whale act, okay, you know, let's have at it. But it's on you. And I take my children down there. I spend my money. I understand people are saying I'm insensitive. I'm totally sensitive. This was human error that killed that girl. And the investigation needs to go on. But why they sent us out with words about how go look at the otters and go over to Alligator Land, I think was wrong.
Nobody said that to you. People didn't say that to you. The people that said that to you were people on my show. Thanks very much for your call, John. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Sam. Go ahead, Sam. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Steve Bozell.
Hey, how are you?
People at SeaWorld said that.
No, they didn't. Go ahead, Sam.
I'm just having a real hard time here trying to understand this man's complete insensitivity to the fact that this young lady was, or this lady trainer was killed, and that he can't summon up the strength as a father.
Well, let me ask you a question. When a car driver dies in a NASCAR race, does that mean they stop racing the whole race? No, they don't. They keep the race going, don't they? Yeah.
Here's my point. Now,
about it.
When they have a NASCAR race and a driver gets crunched, they still have the race. Well, they got a killer whale, and a person got chewed. Is this guy talking still? I can't.
What is it, sir?
How many places have you taken your kids to? Six Flags, SeaWorld. You've taken your kids to other places.
I'm going to go back to my original point. I'm going back to my original point.
Okay.
Nobody stops the auto race. Nobody stops the auto race when a NASCAR driver gets blown up. And yet, I'm supposed to, you know, how come they stopped it? How come they stopped the whale?
What do you mean they stopped the whale?
If they don't stop the NASCAR race, how can they stop a whale?
Apples to apples and oranges to oranges here.
No, I'm not comparing apples to oranges. That's a killer whale, isn't it? Wouldn't you expect it to kill
something?
Well,
it's a totally different situation. A lady was killed.
Would you expect it to kill
something? And you can't summon up the courage to speak to your children and tell them that a horrible
NASCAR races. They got to shut down the NASCAR races.
This man is saying that whatever the decision was, well, hold on for a minute, will you, Sam, for crying out loud? You guys are talking all at once. The guy is saying to you, Steve, that they shut down The reason, first of all, he's not...
Yeah, you're all tongue-tied.
No, I'm not tongue-tied. He said, whether or not they shut it down for good reasons or bad reasons, when your daughter asked you why, you shouldn't have lied and said, because they're mean.
Well, because... Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
Well, that is a lie.
You're saying that's a lie?
Yes.
Well, if they don't shut down a NASCAR race, but they do shut a whale down, then, yeah, that is being mean.
What do you mean, shut a whale down? Are you talking about...
I'm talking about the Whale Act, yes.
Okay, then say that.
I did say that.
No, you're talking about shut a whale down.
I'm talking about the wild whales, the world of wild whales that they had at SeaWorld.
And what is the world of wild whales? Are you talking about Shamu?
Yes, sir.
Then it's the Shamu Act, isn't it?
The point that I'm trying to make, Mr. Henry, is that when they...
No, it's the Shamu Act, right?
Yes, it's Shamu, yes, sir.
Okay.
I need to take a break.
You need to what?
I need to take a break.
Are you all right?
No, I'm not.
877, you know, when they need to shut down the wonderful world of wild whales. This guy, you know, the more he argues this point, the less sense he makes. I think that you would think he'd finally give in and say, you know what, I don't have a case. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Stephen Bozell here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Later on tonight, we got Bubba the Love Sponge with us.
Phil Henry. Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show. Got another quarter hour here with Mr. Stephen Bozell. Later on, we have David G. Hall joining us, and we'll be talking with David tonight about the jokes told on air by Joy Behar and Bill Maher concerning the near heart attack, I guess, suffered by Dick Cheney and the levity that was introduced to the possibility of a man dying. And really, that's what we're talking about here, Steve. Tonight, you are suing SeaWorld because your family was not able to go and see the Shamu Act. Are we not talking about having some sensitivity for a family and for a situation for co-workers?
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, I've seen all kinds of insensitivity in my life. You know, I've been around a little bit. They want me to be sensitive to someone who died, and I am sensitive. But something else died today. Something else died today that I would tell about, you know, that I would like to talk about on your show to your audience. My sex life died today. My sex life died because of the fact...
Oh, your sex life. You know, Mr. Bozell...
Would you have the decency to hear me out, sir? Because I've been told that I had no right to be a father today.
You're telling me that your wife didn't want to have sex with you this afternoon in the hotel... Because you made a crack about her sister being a whale?
It wasn't my wife didn't want to have sex with me. I was not able to perform, sir. And that is a very difficult thing for a man to admit that I was dysfunctional. Erectile dysfunction. And I was not able to do it. Something else died today. My relationship with my children died. When they're not allowed to laugh at a perfectly funny joke about, you know, I can't see no trainer standing on the nose of an otter, and they don't even laugh. I can tell you right now, because I have done stand-up comedy, that is good quality. That's good quality material. Or that I'm not allowed to say the last world of wild whale that I've seen was, I can't remember the line now.
The last wild whale you saw was their aunt, Kathy.
Yes, sir.
You know, if you told it the way you just told it to me, no wonder it isn't funny.
I don't understand, sir.
You said the last wonderful world of wild whale world. No one's going to understand that.
I'm very nervous.
I understand that you're nervous, but this has got nothing to do whatsoever to do with comedy. Believe me when I tell you.
We can say that again.
Don't get smart. 877-876-PHIL. Let's talk to Elizabeth. Elizabeth is in Louisville, Kentucky. Elizabeth is in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. You're on with Steve Bozell.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Steve, I just wanted to address you and tell you that the fact that you said that SeaWorld was mean and cruel, this is what you told your children. And
yes,
your job as a parent is to explain to children that life is not mean and cruel, that you did the wrong thing by telling them that. Your job as a parent is to make your children's life better. You should have explained to your children that animals are wild, things happen, and then turned it around and made your life, your children's life better. Found an alternative for them, and not
how
let
you
them
make
think.
The job
wait a minute, Stephen. I am not
Irwin
speaking. When I am
Alligator.
Done speaking, Stephen, you can speak. You have had hours to speak. This is my 5 minutes. When I am finished, you may speak.
No, Alligator.
My statement.
You're wrong about that. When the whale ate that lady.
The whale
my
didn't
statement.
Eat any woman. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
My statement is that you could have taken your children and found an alternative. If you wanted to see them attack something, take them to Alligator World. Feed the alligators. If that's what your thrill is and that's what you want to see, go look for it. There are alternatives for your children and your wife. And instead, the reason your wife was mad at you was not because of what happened. It's because you opened your big mouth and said something inappropriate you shouldn't have said. Next time, keep your mouth shut and find an alternative. You talked about your sister-in-law, and then you made it miserable for your children, the mother of those kids, by not finding an alternative and telling them that this big, bad world of SeaWorld is mean and cruel. There were a million other things to do in Florida that you could have done that day.
And I said, let's go look at the trainers riding on the nose of the otter, and the kids didn't laugh. And at that point, I realized, that, you know, I just threw in the towel.
No, wait, hold on a minute. Were you going to go look at the otters?
I said, let's go look at the trainer riding on the nose of the otter. And I went, ha-ha, and the kids just stared at me like I was just...
Because you're a smartass. Instead of trying to... I'm sorry, you are a dumbass. I wouldn't even compliment you by calling you a smartass. Because you're a dumbass and you make a comment like that, yes, your kids are going to look at you like you're a dumb son of a bitch. I'm sure anybody else that said that would have, too.
Well, ma'am, I can tell you, if my children ever called me that, I'd spec about 5 years off their faces.
You spent 5 years doing what?
I said, I spent 5 years trying to smack the dumb out of my kids, and now I'm trying to love them. Love them the only way I know how.
What do you mean you spent 5 years trying to smack the dumb out of them?
Let me tell you one thing. It takes a billion attaboys to make up for one smack. So you can spend the rest of your life, and your children are always going to remember that beating. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Ma'am, I didn't hit my kids. I said that in my mind, I spent 5 years smacking them around.
You spend a lot of time in your mind. You might try to get out of your mind sometime and spend it in the real world and trying to communicate with people in a real way.
How am I going to get out of it? My wife cuts me off. The only thing left of me is my fantasy world. That's number one. Number two, maybe you want to feed a husband to the alligators at Alligator Land. I don't want to be that husband.
You got issues, man. You might try going to the doctor and talking to the doctor. If I was your wife, I'd do more than cut you out. I would cut you far away. I would pack those kids up and move the hell out. You do not need to be left alone with kids or anybody.
Ma'am,
I hope you didn't fly down there. And if you did, I hope they test you when you go through security and get back on that plane to get to fly home.
Well, let me just tell you one thing. If you were my wife, I'd kill myself. I'd feed myself to the alligator
land. Well, then we need to go get married.
Oh, boy.
It would be a better place.
You know what? If I was married to you, I'd go swimming with Shamu myself. And I'd pray.
Are you going to start crying again?
Steve, you did cry.
Hilarious. I've been married for 20 years, and my husband's still there, and he will always be there. So you're the one that's got
You know what, ma'am? You don't know the nights. You don't know the nights your husband's tried to sneak out of the house and get into Shamu's tank.
You don't seem to be so stuck over Shamu anymore now. You've turned it on me. It's amazing how you're...
Because you've turned it on me. You call me a dumbass and every dirty word that
because
you can think
you
of.
Because you chose to call
and
the show.
You call me
and then,
you call
if you don't want it to be about you, don't call a show. If you want to keep your life private, then you stay off of the phone and you stay off
of
the radio.
Your husband's still with you. Your husband's still with you because he's fresh out of options. Thank you and have a pleasant good evening.
He hung
you're
up.
You're hilarious. He hung up.
All right. I thank you very much. Very good call, Elizabeth. I appreciate it. All I can tell you is, if your husband's still with you, he's fresh out of options. 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-PHIL. Joy Behar and Bill Maher make fun of Vice President Cheney's heart attack. Talking about Steve Bozell, you know, wanting to get into SeaWorld to see Shamu after this poor girl dies. Now we got Behar and Maher. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. In other words, we got Shamu in the order.
Phil Henry.
That was very insensitive.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're on every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. David G. Hall is the Vice President of Syndication for our show. He is going to be with us here in just a second to talk about, to talk about some broadcast standards with us. Very, very minor, I would say, a very minor blip, and probably not a story at all, in my opinion, was seen on the broadcast sonar, if you will, today, when Joy Behar last night, one of the View co-hosts, as you know, she was on her show on Headline News on CNN, discussed Dick Cheney's recent hospitalization with her guest, Bill Maher. And as may befit Joy or may not, I don't know, she talked with Bill about the heart attack of Dick Cheney, and here's what she had to say.
I'm back with Bill Maher. You know, Bill, Dick Cheney's he's had his fifth heart attack today, and it's a funny thing. It's a funny thing about him. I mean, the most reasonable people are like, really? They don't even care. Or I just find it interesting that he doesn't get any sympathy from people around me anyway.
Well, he's a robot that the Soviets made in the 1970s. You know, he's not a real person.
That's true. That's probably why.
So Joy's got a studio audience to know that. But here is David G. Hall. David, how are you?
I'm doing good, Phil. I wanted to discuss this with you.
What am I missing about this?
What is your take on it?
My take on it is that, well, I don't know. I mean, probably it's cool that she did it. I mean, I don't think she's funny. See, Joy, to me, is not funny anyway. She sounds like she's irritated half the time with some of the stuff she talks about. The two of those guys, the politics, I don't know, people that are slanted politically so obviously, who don't take any unpredictable stand on anything because they're so vested in being so-called liberals or progressives that they, you know, I don't get it.
Well, I don't really know what it is you're, what do you mean by that, they're so invested in being progressive or liberal?
In other words, Behar and Maher, to me, are two people that are very invested in being liberals, and so they never have an opinion that surprises me at all. It's the same thing over and over. They're, in that sense, they're one-dimensional people. You know, I know before she opens her mouth what she's going to say. I know the same thing about Bill. And the only thing you're hoping for is that they're funny, and a lot of times they aren't.
Let me explain something to you and to your audience about the Dick Cheney comment. Dick Cheney is not a sympathetic figure, as you know. And the result is that it is not something that is going to cost you a whole lot with your audience. If you make fun of somebody that is not a sympathetic character, Dick Cheney has a heart attack, and I don't know that there are a whole lot of people who are sympathetic to whether he lives or not. You know,
you got to believe he's got some fans out there, don't you think?
I don't, Phil. I'm not here to try to conjure up fans for Dick Cheney. I'm trying to tell you what it is I see as a broadcast producer. Dick Cheney doesn't have a fan base. So Joy Behar and Bill Maher made a wise decision when they decided they'd go ahead and take on Dick Cheney and make fun of the fact that he had a heart attack.
Having a heart attack is not a funny thing, though, is it?
I beg you, I don't know, Phil, but when Dick Cheney has one, yeah, it is funny.
And if Dick Cheney were to die, would that be funny?
To Joy Behar and Bill Maher, yes, it would be funny.
But would they be, I'm just asking, would it be appropriate for them, if Dick Cheney were to have that heart attack and die, would it be appropriate for them to be on the air laughing about it?
Yes. I don't know what more do you want me to say? Yes, it would. it would be great programming.
It would be great. I just want to be clear, David, and I'm sorry if I'm not getting it.
This is something that I've tried to impart to you over the years.
No, all right, but I want to be clear. If Dick Cheney had a heart attack and died, and Joy Behar is on her show, and she's with Bill Maher, and they're laughing about the fact that Dick Cheney is dead, that would be appropriate programming.
Yes.
And the reason is that people are not sympathetic.
The reason is people are not sympathetic to Dick Cheney, exactly. Now, yes, he's got a daughter and a family, and I'm sure he's got friends, but most people think that Dick Cheney is either very bad for the country, or they think he's very amusing. They think he's very weird. They don't quite know what to make of the guy, so that if he was to do something that would be unexpected, let's say, and he had a heart attack and died, people would have a good time with that. Now, that's not always the case.
I just can't see that.
Well, this is one of the problems that when you and I talk about what is appropriate material for the air, you always make the mistake of not choosing correctly. I'll give you an example. If the CEO of Toyota were to be murdered tonight in his bed, would it be funny or would it be serious?
Well, it would be serious.
Of course it would be serious, yes. If Dick Cheney were murdered tonight, and I know he's the vice president, or he's an ex-vice president, I don't want to say, let's say Dick Cheney were to get, you know, a plane crash or something, would it be funny?
Well, what do you say, murdering the CEO of Toyota?
Well, let's just say it was a horrible death, the CEO of Toyota. Would it be okay to laugh or not?
Well, if you say it that way, some people might think it's funny.
Wrong. It would not be funny. See, this is what I mean. This is what I mean.
Well, when you changed it...
It doesn't matter whether I changed it. It's not funny. People are sympathetic to the CEO of Toyota. They're not sympathetic to Dick Cheney.
Why?
Well, again, if you have to ask that question, I got to ask myself, what are you doing in broadcasting?
Wait. Hold on for a minute. Why are people sympathetic to the CEO of Toyota and not to Dick Cheney?
Because the CEO of Toyota works for a living, because he has been responsible for making some of the most successful and most popular automobiles in the history of the automotive industry. Because right now he's going through a very tough time. And there's a lot of people who sympathize with him. They recognize that he's going through a tough time. They want to see this man succeed. They want to see this man, Mr. Toyota himself, succeed and do well. And they feel badly for him. And they don't want to make fun of him. If he were to die tonight, sitting in an airplane that is blown out of the sky by a terrorist, people would feel bad for him. If Dick Cheney were to choke to death tonight because something went down the wrong way in his windpipe, or he had a massive stroke and died in a coma, no one would care.
And I find that so hard to believe.
Well, that's because you don't understand. You don't understand the culture, Phil, and you and I have gone around about this.
I find that so hard to believe. That Dick Cheney could die, nobody cares. The CEO of Toyota, they do care.
Because of why? Because of the reasons I just gave you.
Because the guy from Toyota works for a living.
Because he's got a history of delivering a quality product to an American people who have been starved by their own local native automotive industry. Think about it. Think about it. The American automaker has starved the American consumer. Starved them. The American automaker, when the American consumer wanted prime rib, they gave them befouled, rotten, rancid, maggot-ridden meat. And along comes Toyota, and not only delivers with prime rib, but it is all day cooked with some of that gravy. That's the difference. Toyota delivered with the all-day cooked prime rib. The American automaker shoved maggot-ridden meat into the mouths of the American auto consumer. In other words, if the American auto industry was a gangrene leg... And
all right, I understand, man. Why, God, you're getting me sick with these images, you know. I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know what you're saying. That Toyota to the rescue. Toyota delivered to the American people a car that they love because American automakers failed miserably.
Exactly. So why would people think it's funny if Mr. Toyota were to die? They wouldn't. Dick Cheney, what's he done? Nothing. He's done nothing. He had a heart attack. He was vice president. They put him in a bunker. I mean, I'm not being funny, Phil.
I don't know that you can say he did nothing. He advised the president during a very difficult period in the history of this country following 9/11.
Look, I've heard your speeches about 9/11. Please don't.
Well, when you say he didn't do anything...
He didn't do anything that anybody cares about. So if he were to die, no one cares. Now, let's take another example. Sarah Palin. Would it be appropriate to joke about her after, if she were to die, or would it be appropriate not to joke about her, to take it seriously?
With Sarah Palin, I would think, because she ran for president, I would think that it would be, you would not joke. It would be inappropriate.
You're wrong. It would be entirely appropriate. Well,
Are you kidding? You can't tell me that she doesn't have, you can't tell me she doesn't have support.
She's got support, but it's limited. Who were they joking about on Saturday Night Live?
Well, all right, it was Sarah Palin.
It was Sarah Palin. Who were they joking about? Who basically brought Tina Fey's career back from the brink? Brought Tina Fey's career, a languishing career with absolutely nothing to distinguish it. Who was the individual that brought Tina Fey back from the showbiz equivalent of jumping out of a fifth-floor window onto a crowded thoroughfare? It was Sarah Palin. Otherwise, we were just talking about Hamburger. Tina Fey, her career would be roadkill, and it's still getting hit. You know how it gets smeared up and down? Have you ever seen the guts on it?
Yeah, I understand. I've seen that. And you're saying that it was Tina Fey.
No, it wasn't Tina Fey. It was Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin that brought Tina Fey's career back. And you're saying that it would be fine to laugh about Sarah Palin dying.
It would be acceptable, yes. I'm not saying uproarious laughter, but if you were to make jokes the day after Sarah Palin died, it would be acceptable. Another guy, Dick Nixon, Richard Nixon. It was fine to make jokes about him. Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, you don't go near it. And I know that you especially wanted to make some what you call retard jokes.
No, I most certainly did not.
Well, I know how you work.
No, I did not.
And I would say that Obama, President Obama, you would never say anything negative about him were he to leave us while he was still serving from an illness. It happens. Presidents sometimes die in office. But we would never make jokes about him. You can joke about people who other people don't like, okay? But you can't joke about people that they like.
So let's see. You can't joke about Obama or Ted Kennedy, and you can't joke about the CEO of Toyota. But you can joke about Palin, Nixon, and Cheney.
Yes, that's my read on it, yeah. And that's one of the reasons why I don't think you do well. You don't get it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to take a break. I'll be back with David G. Hall as we continue. This all started with Joy Behar and Bill Maher joking about Vice President Cheney's heart attack, which I personally don't think is funny, but I guess it is to them, and I'm sure that they think I would, you know, if I were to talk to them, oh, Phil, don't take it so seriously. Yeah, okay. Anyway, we'll be back with David G. Hall as he says that there are some people you don't joke about and some you do. Dick Cheney, you can joke about. 877-876-PHIL. And he also said you don't go near the CEO of Toyota because people admire him. You don't want to joke about him. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. So I played a little bit of the comments that Joy Behar and Bill Maher made that Dick Cheney's a robot, he had a heart attack. They were very light, you know.
People are a little bit sensitive about Dick Cheney. Again, Phil, I understand your sensitivity. I know, believe me, I'm not trying to make fun of you, but Dick Cheney could die tomorrow and it would be appropriate to make jokes about it.
You and I go back a lot of years. I remember after the Challenger blew up. You remember that?
Yeah.
And there was a guy who made a joke on the air, and you fired him. And I won't say who it was, but the joke was, can I repeat it?
No, go ahead.
It was right after the Challenger blew up, and you said that no, you didn't say it, but this guy said they were freebasing Tang.
Right.
And you fired this man because you said, even though the joke was funny... It was the even though the joke was funny, it was the wrong time to make the joke.
That's exactly correct. Nobody wanted to hear jokes about the Challenger blowing up, and especially didn't want to hear some guy say it was because they were freebasing Tang. That's different from Dick Cheney. No one cares about Dick Cheney.
But they do care about the CEO of Toyota.
Absolutely, and for the reasons you were listening to what I was saying, right?
David, yes, I was listening to you, but I want you to reiterate. I can't make a joke about the CEO of Toyota if he dies.
No, you can't. The audience will never forgive you. Do you understand what the reason why I'm saying this? It isn't because I'm going to fire you. It's the audience. They won't forgive you for making jokes about the CEO of Toyota if he were to die in some sort of a gasoline explosion. People would be, if you made a joke about that, they'd hate it. If you made a joke about Dick Cheney dying, they'd laugh. They'd probably laugh themselves sick. But until you understand that.
All right, 877-876, because I don't. 877-876-Phil.
No, I get that.
All right, so you get it. Let's go to a phone call here. We have on the line with us Glenn with David G. Hall. Go ahead, Glenn. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I was listening to this gentleman express his views as to who it is we can and cannot laugh at in this country, and I was wondering why his opinion counts so much.
Well, my opinion counts because I'm a broadcast producer, so I know what the audience is going to accept and what they won't accept. And they'll accept, for instance, making jokes about Dick Cheney dropping dead, but they won't accept making jokes about the CEO chairman dropping dead because of what he's done for this country.
Jeez.
Really? What has he done for this country again? I heard you were making some sort of a comparison to me.
Well, you know as well as I do that Toyota gave the American automotive consumer an alternative when Detroit was dropping the ball and not delivering anything worth driving. I think we are indebted to Toyota for that.
Okay.
We're indebted. Yeah. So, Dick Cheney, what did he do besides look scary? I don't mean to be...
Well, I think your view, David, if you don't mind, of the American automotive industry is a little simplistic.
Well, you don't mind, Phil, I'm talking to the caller right now, not you? I said I'm talking to the caller. I'm not talking to you, Phil. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, if that's his view, then I guess he's entitled to that, but let me express mine. How would you feel if Mr. Toyota said, here's what we're going to do. We really don't need to answer to Congress. We build automobiles. We don't answer to congressional committees. And what we're going to do is we're just going to shut down North American operations altogether. We're not selling that many cars here anyway. The Chinese have all the money. In fact, they've got all of America's money. And we'll just sell cars over there. What do you think about that?
That's a good question.
Phil, I'm not talking to you, Phil. I'm talking to this man by the name of Glenn. So would you shut up, please?
David,
would you shut up, please? Now, you ask a good question, Glenn, and here's the answer. There isn't anything we could do about it because he's right.
Okay.
That's it?
Wait, excuse me, did I hear your voice again?
David, I'm trying to...
I know what I'm talking to the guy. I'm not talking to you. So, Glenn, what I would say is there's not much we could say because is he wrong? Of course he's not wrong. He's right.
No, he's... I'm trying to find the humor in everything.
We'd say that thank you for selling your cars here as long as you did. You gave us an alternative, and now we got to rely on Detroit again. Lots of luck.
Lots of luck. Yeah. Detroit's making some pretty good cars. In fact, the only motor company that the U.S. government doesn't currently have their finger in the pie of was just voted having. I think it was the Fusion was the number one. Was the number
just
one
voted,
car?
Huh? Just voted. You know, let me tell you something. The number one car in 1993 was something called a Saturn. The government didn't kill that. You know who killed it? GM. So,
This gentleman's making a good point. The Ford...
Am I talking to you or am I talking to the guy? Now, I'm not going to tell you again, Phil. Shut up. Glenn, you can say what you want about Ford. It's a great car. I agree. But if Toyota pulls up stakes and leaves, we're going to be walking around in a barrel and you know it.
Oh, I know it, but whose fault is that?
Yeah. Well, it's not Toyota's fault. That's why I said if the guy at Toyota died, we should feel bad.
So...
Can I
feel free. It's your show. Please speak.
I wanted to say we got to move on.
I'm talking to the caller still. He thinks I'm funny. Okay, go ahead and hang up on him. If you want to talk seriously about me, just hang up. Did you hang up on him?
Yes, I did, David. 877-876-PHIL. We can go to another phone call here. We have in Las Vegas, Jenny. Go ahead, Jenny. You're on the Phil Henry Show with David G. Hall.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to comment on the idea of making jokes about anyone that dies. I don't think it's appropriate whether you like the person or whether you don't like the person or whether you like what they stand for or not. If someone dies and they're suffering, then there should be some human compassion regardless of how you feel about them.
David, did you want to comment?
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether she's going to want me to say this.
What?
How would you feel if you just found out that Charles Manson died? Yep, there you go. See,
I wouldn't laugh about it.
She's not laughing. You said laughter, David.
Excuse me, Phil, but once again, I'm not talking to you.
I wouldn't be laughing.
That's the bumper music.
I said I would not be laughing. Anyone that's suffering.
The host is butting in, and I can't hear it.
Phil Henry.
See, I wanted to talk to that.